AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Terrorism is the talk tonight on the GOP presidential campaign trail. Campaigning in Newton, Iowa, Donald Trump said not all Muslims are terrorists, but he said America needs to be realistic about where the threat is coming from.
You know, I sometimes say these folks aren't coming from Sweden. Okay, if they were, I'd feel differently. But there's something going on where there's a tremendous hatred. Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
Campaigning in Mobile, Alabama tonight, Dr. Ben Carson told WPMI-TV, just like a parent would protect a child from a rabid dog, America must protect itself against terrorists posing as Syrian refugees.
By the same token, we have to have in place screening mechanisms that allow us to determine who the mad dogs are, quite frankly. Who are the people who want to come in here and hurt us and want to destroy us?
The GOP House has passed legislation that would enhance the screening process of refugees. Republicans were joined by Democrats like Brad Ashford of Nebraska.
We are simply asking the administration to reassure us that those coming to the United States do not pose a threat to the American people. We should not accept anything less from our federal government.
The FBI is trying to calm fears of a Paris-like attack in this country.
James Comey also says investigators have not found any connections between the U.S. and what happened in Paris.
Together, we are watching people of concern using all of our lawful tools. We will keep watching them, and if we see something, we'll work to disrupt it.
Comey says he is aware the Islamic State uses propaganda in videos and magazines to boast about their plans, but it is not credible intelligence. The message to Americans watching developments in Paris:
do not let fear become disabling. That is what the terrorists want.
And Comey adds, turn fear into greater awareness.
This is AP Radio News. There aren't as many Mexicans in this country as there were 5 years ago.
Data from the Pew Research Center find in a five-year period ending last year, about 870,000 Mexicans moved into the U.S., but more than 1 million went back to Mexico. Many cite the desire to reunite with their families, but the sluggish U.S. economy and border enforcement are other big factors. A Pew researcher says the era of mass migration from Mexico is at an end, something they had been predicting for some time. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Georgia executed a man tonight who was convicted of raping and killing a woman he met in a nightclub. Two members of a sadomasochistic sex triangle have been sentenced in San Diego to life in prison without parole for murdering the young wife of a Marine deployed in Afghanistan. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.